I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by RiverNewsLive.com. A vehicle crashed into a Denny's restaurant in St. Charles on Thursday morning around 8:15 a.m. The St. Charles City Fire Department reported that the driver accidentally hit the accelerator, causing the vehicle to drive into the dining area. Fortunately, the restaurant was only open for carryout, so no customers were inside at the time. The driver was unharmed and declined medical treatment. As a result of the crash, the Denny's remained closed for the rest of the day. Luigi's Seaside Hotel and Bar Marea restaurant in Puerto Rico have reopened 3 months after sustaining significant damage in a fire allegedly caused by Danielle Bertothi, a woman from St. Peter's. Investigators believe Bertothi, who had been escorted from the bar earlier on January the 2nd for disruptive behavior, returned later wearing different clothing and carrying a gas can, which she allegedly used to start the fire. Security footage and forensic evidence linked her to the crime, and she was arrested after returning to St. Louis. Bertothi, who admitted acting out of character during her trip, is currently in custody in Puerto Rico awaiting trial, having pleaded not guilty in March. Deshaun E. Calicut, a man from University City, has been charged with multiple drug trafficking offenses in St. Charles County after being arrested 6 times between August and April of last year. Authorities say Calicut sold meth, fentanyl, and marijuana to an undercover detective during each incident, leading to his repeated arrests. Police recovered over 460 grams of meth, 208 fentanyl capsules, and nearly 200 grams of marijuana, along with $2,235 in cash. Following his final arrest, Calicut allegedly laughed at detectives and denied knowledge of the drugs. He faces multiple drug trafficking and distribution charges and was released on bond in March with arraignment scheduled for May the 5th. David Stewart, founder of Worldwide Technology, has become Missouri's richest billionaire, surpassing Bass Pro Shops founder Johnny Morris, according to Forbes' 2025 World's Billionaire list. Stewart's net worth has surged to $11.4 billion, ranking 213th globally, while Morris now stands at $9.4 billion, placing 302nd on the list. Stewart, recently recognized as the wealthiest black person in America, founded his company in 1990, growing it into a major technology firm with clients like Citi and the federal government. Stewart currently resides in St. Louis, while Morris lives in Springfield. I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by RiverNewsLive.com.